Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochin Message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilu Nishmas Aliyo Chaim Ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Le'ilu Nishmas Imerosi Gitu Bas Rabbi Yosef Moneach Alo HaSholem. Again, my father is not here with us tonight. He's returning to America tonight from Eretz Yisrael. So I'm going to be filling in for him, but by next week he should be back on schedule. I want to speak a little about Bitochin and Purim. In Shoshanas Yaakov, the main piyut that we say after the Megillah, it says, Shoshanas Yaakov Tzolo V'Samecho B'Roi Samyach Atchilis Mordechai. Then it says, Tshuosam Ho'yiso L'Netzach Hashem, you were their salvation forever. In other words, it seems like by being their salvation during Purim, it was like a Netzach, an eternal salvation. V'Sikvosam B'Chol Dovador. And you, it seems like from the story of Purim, you became their hope in every generation. Lohidia, to make known, Shekol Koivecho Leyevoishu, all who are Koivecho is a lashon of Betochin. It seems more like a wait. Kol Koivecho, all those who await your salvation, Leyevoishu, will not be shamed. And they will not be embarrassed for eternity, all who are choise is another lashon of betochin. It could be the two lashonis can be explained that koivecho is a higher form of betochin than choisecho, kol achoisin boch. Choisin means I take shelter under Hashem. Not necessarily that I'm sure the salvation is coming, but I sort of, that's who I shelter under. The Vilna Gaon says, Toiv lachseis b'Hashem miptoach ba'odam. It's better only to be lachseis b'Hashem, to take shelter under Hashem, even without haftocha that you'll for sure be saved, than to be b'teach in a odam, than to have a haftocha in a human being. So, it seems kol koivecho, we say, is lo yevoishu, will not be embarrassed. Now, we know klima is a higher form of embarrassment. So it could be kol koivecho will not be embarrassed at all. And the people who aren't koivecho, but they're choise under your protection, they take shelter under your protection, they will not be embarrassed, lo yikolmu, a higher level of embarrassment forever. But koivecho, if you have the higher level of betochen, then you won't be even the lower level of embarrassment at all. So now that's what it says in Shoshanas Yaakov, and that seems to be that's the main piyut we say on maybe the only one of the only ones we say on Purim, and that is supposed to touch up for us what Purim's all about. Not only that, the Rambam, when he talks about Purim in his Hakdama to his Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer, he says that he explains how they were allowed to add the mitzvah of Purim, and he explains, and he says, Ulaidia, that the point of Purim was Lohidia, of Mikra Megillah, was Lohidia L'Deris HaBoim, to be Maidia to the coming generations, that I don't remember the exact lesson, that basically Hashem will always be there for us and you know, save us. So I found in the Medrash Rabbah more specifically what may explain the connection to Bitochin even more in detail in the whole story of Purim. What happens in Purim, the Medrash says that after they were nenem yisudosu shel Achashverosh, it was nigzar on them that they're all going to get killed. Not only was it nigzar, the Medrash describes in detail that the Satan came in front of Hashem and he said, they keep going away from you, Klal Yisrael. They're not going to do tshuva. It's time to destroy them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Torah matah heoleh, what's going to be with the Torah? And the Satan says, Rabbeinu Shalom, tistapik bel yoinim. Satisfy yourself with the Torah being for the ones above, for the malachim. At that time, the Medrash goes on, I'm sort of reading it in Hebrew and translating it as I go on. Hashem decided that he's going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem said, what do I need this nation that I made so many miracles and signs for? I'll destroy them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Satan, bring me a Megillah. It's interesting that it's bring me a Megillah, and it's the story of Purim, but I don't know if that has any significance. Bring me a Megillah, and I'll write a decree of destruction on Klal Yisrael. The Satan went, and he brought a Megillah, and he wrote on it. Hashem wrote on it. That's it. He signed and sealed the decree. Immediately a baskel came out. Immediately Yatsa HaTayra Bevigdei Almonus. The Torah came out in mourner's clothing and began to wail and cry. And when the Malachi Asharis heard the Torah crying, they began to cry as well. And they said, Rabbeinu Shalom, if there's no Klal Yisrael, so then what's the point? If there's no Klal Yisrael, sorry if you couldn't hear me so clearly, I was on intercom before. If there's no Klal Yisrael, so what do you need us? What do you need all the malachim and all the heavenly angels? The Medrash goes on, brings psukim to prove everything it's saying. Then it says, Eliyahu Hanavi quickly, in panic, he ran to the Avos HaOlam and to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, fathers of the whole world, till when are you going to stay in your sleep and you don't pay attention that your children are in sorrow? Don't you know that the Malach HaShoreis and the sun and the moon and all the stars and the mazalois and the entire heaven and earth are crying in rebellion, it says here. I don't know what that means exactly. And you're just standing and you're not paying attention. So the Avos, who it seems were not aware of what was going on, said, well, why is this happening? Why are they being destroyed? So they said, because they were nana from the Suda of Achashverosh. And therefore it was nigzar on them that they're going to be destroyed completely and their memory erased from the world. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov responded, if they were over on the Torah, and it was already signed and sealed, the Gzerah, what can we do? Basically, it seems once it's Nechtam, once it's signed, I shouldn't say sealed, once it's signed, Nechtam means signed, once it's signed, the Gzerah, there's nothing we could do. It seems there's nothing they could do. So Eliyahu HaNavi quickly went to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, you always try to help Klal Yisrael. The Medrash goes on. And Moshe Rabbeinu, basically Moshe Rabbeinu says, there's nothing we could really do because it's sealed. But he said, you have to find out if it was sealed in blood or if it was sealed in, if it was sealed in, 1 second. In betit, if it was sealed in mud or with dam. So he said it was sealed with mud, not with dam.
So he said, then we still have a chance and get Mordechai, and me together with Mordechai will try to do something. And that's when Mordechai gathers Klal Yisrael and they make Tanesim and they try to destroy the decree. Now what happens? Mordechai says that they have to, that Mordechai tells Esther that it's up to her now to go into Ahasuerus, and that's the point, that's why she's here. And Esther decides she's going to go in. She says, make another Tainis. And she's going to go in and be the shliach to save all of Klal Yisrael. Now, as Esther goes in, before Esther goes into Siach HaShver, she was really illegal. It was really a chiyuv misa in Ahasuerus' kingdom for someone to come into the Melech without being called. So before she begs Hashem, she says a tefillah to Hashem. And she says, Hashem, when she's outside, she says, Hashem. Now let's just remind ourselves, till Esther is about to go in, before this happens already, it seems like all the heavens and earth and all the malachim are screaming and crying to Hashem. This is the purpose of the whole world. It's about to be destroyed. And Klal Yisrael's fasting, and it says all the Tinnitus of Yisrael, and even the little kids were fasting 3 days straight, and the Sanhedrin, and everyone's doing tshuva. And now, the climax, Esther is going to come in and try to plead for Klal Yisrael in front of Ahasuerus to take back the Gzeira. So, what does Esther say? She says, Hashem, God of Klal Yisrael, who ruled from the beginning of time and created the entire universe, please help your maidservant, Amosecha. I have been left orphaned with neither a father or a mother. Nimshalti, I'm Nimshal. I am analogous to a pauper who begs from house to house. So too I beg for your mercy from window to window in Ahasuerus' house. Now Hashem, I'm translating the Medrash. Now Hashem, this is what she cries to Hashem, be matzliach, your poor maidservant, and save tzoin marisecha, the sheep of your flock, from these enemies who have come upon us. Ki ein matzor milchom lo yishia. There's nothing that can hold you back if you want to save them. Meaning, even though it seems like there's a gzera, but there's nothing, even a gzera can't withhold you back. Whether in, he says, and you, you're the Avi Yisoyimim, you're the father of Yisoyimim, of orphans. Amoid li yamin Yisoyimo zu shebotcho tcho. Stand by the side of this orphan herself, was beiteach bechastecha in your kindness, and place me l'cheinu l'chesed in front of Ahasuerus. Make me find favor in his eyes. So it seems the climax, right before she goes in, everything is counting on this as the shliach, as if Klal Yisrael will be saved and everyone's fasting for this to work out. And she, what does she say? She ends off her tefillah with, please, nothing can stop you from saving us. Stand by the side of the Yisayma that was beteach in your kindness. Sounds like that's the reason. That's the final reason why you should do it. So Nachamo, how could Esther even think about this as the reason? We're talking about all of Klal Yisrael crying to Hashem, even the little children fasting for 3 days and three nights. The Shamayim and Eretz and all the Malochim, all screaming out to Hashem. And we're talking about all of Klal Yisrael being destroyed. If that's not enough to save Klal Yisrael, what are you bringing in? One Yisayma was Beiteach. But that's what Esther says. She understood what Betochen is. and it doesn't get lost in the big cheshbon of everything. And she says, Hashem, after all the cheshbonis and Klal Yisrael and everything, Lemaisa, right now, I'm a Yisayma, you're my father, and I'm Beitach in you. Everything else, you could say, it was Nigzar, but when I'm Beitach in you, it's over. It's over, I was Beitach in you, there's no way. I was Beitach in you, you have to save me. That's how, first of all, that's how Esther thinks at such a time, when everything is being destroyed. Ganz Klal Yisrael is about to be a holocaust. The whole purpose of the world is going to be destroyed. She says, no. I know everything else, but I'm betechin you right now. And Taka, that's what it says. It says when she comes in, Ahasuerus first was about to kill her. And then the Lashon of the Medrash is, Hashem saw Esther sitting there. Ahasuerus was about to kill her. And then it says, Hashem saw, and he had pity al Amoy on his nation. And he listened, and he felt the pain of this Yisayma who was Beiteach in him. And that was the turning point, and he made her, placed her L'cheinu L'chesed in front of Ahasuerus, and then Ahasuerus said whatever he wanted, and that led to the Gula. That was the turning point. He had pity upon his nation, and he paid heed to the pain of the orphan who trusted in him. It sounds like that's the Yisoid. How is that the Yisoid? We're talking about all of Klal Yisrael dying. We're talking about the purpose of creation being finished. The Teretz is sometimes we lose track. We say, there's so much going on. There's so much at stake. Our little thing, that's not going to make the difference. But we see from this Medrash, that's not the way it works with Hashem. I want to give a moshul. For example, sometimes they say, like, let's say, you know, when you have a melech, or even, let's say, a president, you know, some people say that there's such a, you know, such a saying that, you know, you could have senators and millions of people petitioning the president, and it could all depend on a little conversation he'll have with his kid before he has to decide. What's that in the big cheshbon of things? The Teretz is, l'avdil alef alef avdoles, l'maisa, that's who's close to the melech, and that's what's going on. Kaviyochol, that's the way Hashem works. Sometimes we look at the big picture and we say, it doesn't make sense. But we have to understand, when we come in front of Hashem in Shemen Esrei, we don't understand logically why it works, but we really do understand logically. But if we understand it or not, it doesn't make a difference. The fact is, when we're in front of Hashem, it doesn't get lost in the big picture. We are, the feelings that are going on, the Hageshim, is we are an only son. The whole world was created for us, and Hashem, it's as if nothing else exists. We're his dearest son. And he loves us more than we could ever imagine. And what we say makes the biggest difference. And if we're Beiteach, that could make the difference in Ganz Klal Yisrael. Even though, what do you mean? Everyone's davening already for days, and the Sanhedrin, and Mordechai, and Nevi'im, and the whole Tzva Shemaim. No, it doesn't get lost. I'm Beiteach right now. There's that special relationship. There's that overpowering love of a father to his only son. And that makes the difference. And Kavu Chomer, when it's not talking about a gzera that was nigzar, that even the Torah being destroyed and Shemayim and Eretz crying doesn't change it. We're talking about our little things in our little life. If we really daher what our koyach is, then that is our koyach. Sometimes we say, how come it wasn't our koyach other times? That's because the Ebrister is Eheyah Asher Eheyah. Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. Hashem is your shadow. You show him a finger, he shows you a finger. The way we act, that's how he acts to us. If we view ourselves as one of a thousand, then that's how he has to act with us. That's that's the way Hashem works. That's the way Hashem works. But if we daher what we really are and what our koyach is and how Hashem loves us, and we're kaviyochol like a son is his father's whole life, we're kaviyochol the point of Hashem's, the whole Bris Olam, and Hashem is mishtasheh in us, and we dahar that, and we dahar that, then that's taka the kiyach we have, and there's no limit to what we could do. Okay, I think I overstayed my welcome already. My father said I should try to keep it to around, under 20 minutes. So shukayach everyone for listening. And we should take Purim and use it as a time. It seems that's the point of it, to strengthen our betochen and to realize shekol koivecho, natafko novi kol koivecho, lo yevoishu v'lo yikol mulo netzach. Like the Vilna Gaon said to Reb Chaim, it says, v'yazav yogim v'yashia l'chol achoisim boi. Hashem will help all who take shelter under him. So the Vilna Gaon turned to Reb Chaim Veloshner. I guess they were learning then together, and he said, it doesn't say to Elio, meaning himself. It doesn't say to Chaim. It says l'chol achoisim boi. Everyone, because everyone is like an only son. Freilchen Purim.